You're with SBS Radio.
Victoria has recorded two new locally acquired cases of coronavirus, although both were quarantining throughout their infectious period. The two cases are primary close contacts of previous infections. Meanwhile, Health Minister Martin Foley confirmed a man in his 30s who tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday lives in the same South Bank townhouse complex as a worker from Arcare Maidstone who earlier contracted the virus. Genomic testing has also established a link between the two cases, and authorities believe the virus was transmitted through some aspect of shared facilities before the two cases were moved into hotel quarantine. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says authorities are taking a cautious approach in dealing with the townhouse.
Department of Health specialist nurses were on site this morning working with the residents, and a pop-up testing facility was established near the facility to make sure that we could make it as easy as possible for people to get immediate testing. Most residents will simply be required to test and isolate until negative, that is the tier 2 contact process, but a smaller number, based on the epidemiological work that's been done to date, will probably be more likely to be tier 1 exposures.
Nearly 17,000 Victorians were tested for COVID-19 in the 24 hours to Monday morning, while more than 13,700 received a vaccine dose at state-run hubs. Melbourne emerged from a two-week lockdown on Friday, though strict restrictions, including a ban on home gatherings, a 25-kilometre travel limit and mandatory masks indoors and out, will remain until at least June the 18th. Regional Victorians are allowed two visitors at home, while density limits are in place at restaurants, pubs and cafes, gyms and other venues. In terms of easing these restrictions after the 18th of June, Mr. Foley says when the state is in a position to do so, it will relax restrictions.
We want to provide certainty to people, to communities, to businesses, particularly with school holidays coming up, as soon as we can. How long's a piece of string is the argument, but what we want to make sure is that we give certainty as quickly and as comprehensively as we can based on the most up-to-date public health advice. And as we've indicated over the past few days, as soon as we're in a position to do that, we certainly will.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the country has now passed 5.8 million vaccinations, including more than 5 million Australians who have now had their first vaccine. This week, we'll see another boost to the program following the target reallocation a couple of weeks ago, resulting in a further allocation increase to general practices across the country. Around 61% of Australians over the age of 70 have received their first dose of the vaccine, and Mr. Hunt is urging this group in particular to come forward.
It's good, but we want it to be better. We want to encourage as many older Australians as possible. In fact, we want to encourage as many Australians as possible, but in particular, to say to our older Australians, we would very much like you to come forward as early as possible. The Prime Minister, the Chief Medical Officer and myself are writing to everybody over 70, and that letter should be arriving over the course of the next week to 10 days.
Commodore Eric Young, the Vaccine Operations Coordinator, says in terms of supply, vaccines are continuing to reach the country. In coming days, the Therapeutic Goods Administration will conduct sample testing and release a further 300,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine, which have just arrived in Australia. In terms of supply, last week the TGA cleared doses of the Pfizer vaccine, as well as 232,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Commodore Young says distribution has been going well despite some delays.
In terms of distribution of the vaccine, despite heavy weather across the southeast of the country last week, which saw widespread flooding and road closures due to snow, fallen trees and a number of power outages, we're still able to distribute more than 1,118,000 doses of vaccine across the country, which was our biggest week by far. Only two of those orders were unable to be met on Friday, and both of those will be delivered tomorrow on completion of the long weekend. This week, we're on track to surpass that again with another 1.1 million doses of vaccine to be distributed to more than 2,800 locations across the country.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, you can visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.